Hello, this 5 minutes to Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 109. And we have a fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always stop here to say, what? You have not believed in vain. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died." So we're looking at the priority of the gospel, which says how Christ died. And in looking at these events of his death, or the events surrounding his death, we are also going to look at what happened behind the scenes, and we realize that what happened behind the scenes are more important. They impacted our lives the more. So we are at the point where in Luke 23 from verse 47, we saw a centurion was a righteous man who said that Christ was a righteous man. He testified. And we saw people who came to watch were beating their breasts and saying, and in grief. And then verse 55, that is where we are now. And he says, "And the women also, which came with him from Galilee." So there were some women who came with him from Galilee, Galileans, who followed. They followed. So these were people who followed. They were hard followers. Where the men feared to go, they followed. You know, because often how you treat a woman will be different from how you treat a man. So they had that advantage. They were also bolder, because, you know, if Jesus's mother followed, or Jesus's auntie followed, you know, it's like, you know, We are relatives. What can you do about that? So they had that privilege and they followed. And they beheld the sepulcher. So what is a sepulcher? Is spelled S-E-P-U-L-C-H-R-E. But it's called sepulcher. And it's a small room or a monument. And often it is cut in a rock, or built of stone. So they is built of stone, and in that stone is where, in that room that they create, is where they lay a dead person, or a dead person is buried. So these women were watching for where his body will be laid. And they followed after and beheld the sepulcher and how his body was laid. So they were watching out for how the body would be laid. And, you know, in every Jewish home at that time, there was a servant who did the embalming of a dead body, knew how to do it. So the women, I'm sure, knew how to do it, and so they were watching out for where he was laid, so that they can identify his body and also come and do what was necessary, embalming. At that point, then verse 56 says, "And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment." So Jesus' death happened on Friday. Saturday was the Sabbath. So on Sunday, and that's why we see the resurrection, that the women went there first. What were they going to do? To embalm the body of Christ. You know, and we have to say that the Jews, a dead person, the corpse was very important. And I think even in our generation, in Africa and Asia and all these places, the corpse is so important to them. That's why when coronavirus came in 2020, it was terrible, because it was like when someone dies, they won't give you the body. If the body was infected by corona, the body had to be disposed of, or else the body was going to infect the people in the house. Very, very sad. And some people were really broken by this, because it's like the corpse is a very special, it's very special to them. And it's amazing how sometimes, you know, the human being, whilst the human being is alive, the human beings need things, food, car, means of transportation, needs to be fed well, needs to be clothed well, all these things. The relatives will not do it. They're just waiting for the corpse. When the corpse comes, oh, you will see them. Sometimes relatives who have never stepped into the house, never had any interaction with the man or the woman, when he dies, they'll be there. In fact, they'll be the first to come. Why? There is a corpse. And there are rules and regulations concerning corpse and embalming and how to handle it. And they are the ones who come and tell you, you know, in our tradition, we have a tradition in this house. When anybody dies, in the first week we do this, in the second week we do, and in 40 days we do that, and we have to keep to the tradition. They will come. When he was alive, they had nothing to do with them. I thank God that we are not men of the dead. We are not women of the dead. We are people who are interested in those who are living. And I thank God that we have a life in another form. That is life which is beyond the cross. Life which is resurrection life. The life that God has given to his children, his people, through the finished work of Christ. You're so blessed. Bye.